Okay, so part of the remarkable dialogue of today's Aliyah has to do with Avram's request. It's an audacious moment. Vayigash Avraham Vayumar, Rashi notes, that language of Vayigash is tefillah, it's pius, it's also milchama, l'daber kashos, and even though Avram has the disclaimer, v'anochi afar va'efer, we recognize that this entire encounter in a certain sense, betrays that. It betrays Anochi Afar Va'efer. There is an audacity to utter the words, Chalila Lach HaShofet Kol Haaretz Lo Yaseh Mishpat. It's a remarkable thing. It's only possible because of Avram's uncompromising fealty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was willing to go into a Kivshan Ha'esh for these values. Avram has a as an ownership stake in these values, and the compromise of tzedakah and mishpat, for which Avram has sacrificed so much and will sacrifice even more, as Pinchas Yechidcha Asher Ahavta, the end of the parsha, entitles him, it's the matir, to the conversation entirely. And the Ramban notes this, really, by highlighting that ki yedatev l'man asher yitzaveh, so yedatev, Targum says, is gali kadamai, so Rashi says, it's lashon chiba. And the Ramban says, is there's Hashkacha Pratis, that Hashem's relationship with Avram is just very different than it is with other people. And it's really a Midah Keneged Midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medabik B'Avram Avinu, because Avram is Mizdabik Bo. So in any event, Avram's request is, Ulayesh Chamishim Tzadikim B'Soch Ha'ir. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, V'Yim Hashem Yim Misavi Sedam Chamishim Tzadikim B'Soch Ha'ir. And the question is, what is this additional word, besoch? It's an important word. So the Ramban thinks that what it means is, even if they're not native-born citizens, they're not indigenous to the city like Lot, but who knows, maybe there are people like Lot that have come into the city, and, on their account, either they'll be saved or the entire city will be saved. But the Ibn Ezra has what I think is a very critical insight, especially if Avram was indeed asking for rachamim for the entire city instead of collective punishment. Chalila lach me'asot kadavar hazel amit tzadikim rasha, to really save the entire city, if that's actually what Avram was driving for. So, there should be a zechus for the entire city, not just for these people. So Ibn Ezra argues, b'sochayir yireim es Hashem b'farhesya. V'chein Shotetu bechutzos Yerushalayim. He brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah. In other words, their Yiras Hashem b'farhesya creates a certain quality, a certain zchus, a certain credit to the entire city. After all, they're there, and they're conducting themselves in this fashion publicly, and apparently they continue to exist. And if there are such people, perhaps that could be, a credit to the entire city. And that's the Besoch Ha'ir, very publicly, Yireim Es Hashem. I think there's another possible interpretation. In the Haftorah for Vayera, so the Isha Hashunamis tells Elisha, when he says that he wants to give her something, some reward for her graciousness and hospitality, she utters those famous words that really bespeak a worldview. Besoch ami anochi yoshaves. I don't need anything special. I'm simply, amongst my people. And of course, he gives her so much more, a child, the rest of the story, the vulnerability of that child, the loss of that child, the revival of that child. Besoch ami anochi yoshaves. Chamishim tzadikim besoch ha'ir. The idea is, I think, not just, yirei shamayim b'farhesya, but integrated. Me'urav v'das im habrios. Part of the city, part of the fabric of the city. People who are, on the one hand, singular in their character, tzadikim, in a place that is described as Ra'im Bechatim Lashem Ma'od, and yet somehow they manage not to just, live hiding away in the basement, but not just in the sense of Ibn Ezra, of Yireim Es Hashem B'Farhesya, But they make an attempt. It's like, you know, Aaron HaKohen, Ohev HaSabrio, Sumikarvin LaTorah, that they were trying to interact with the people in the city. B'soch Ha'ir, B'soch Ha'mi, Anochi Yoshavis, that they wanted to make an attempt on behalf of the people of Sodom. They never considered them irredeemable. They never considered them beyond reform, incapable of being rehabilitated in the spiritual sense of the term. You know, as Beria said to Reb Meir, "Yitamu chatayim in aretz v'shayim lo'deinam." You know, they can change, and they should change. You know, boy le'rachame, and he davened for that. They were mahadri b'tshuva. And so, I think that this notion of besoch ha'ir is something that obviously transcends Sodom, but it becomes a clarion call for all people, right? And it's part of the Gemara, Masech Shabbos, a person who has the capacity to be Ishu Mecha, Be'anshe Beso, Be'anshe Iro, Be'anshe Medinaso, Be'chol Olam Kulo, right? That we want to be people of character, and we want to be people of integrity, and sometimes that requires a degree of precious and separation from things that are acceptable to others. But more often than not, the mita that, you know, we strive for is a kind of an impact, an influence, and Avram Kore B'Shem Hashem, even if, you know, most people would be very skeptical of what the prospects, you know, could be or would be. And I think that that's really the sense of the term, Chamishim Tzadikim B'Soch Ha'ir. Are there people there, again, it's not just they happen to be Remes Hashem B'Far Hesya, which is a comment on their Avodas Hashem, but more to the point, it's B'Soch Ha'ir, they're making an attempt to influence the level of Avodas Hashem in the city entirely. They're making an attempt to raise the level of consciousness of the needs of Torah, of the needs of Yira, of the needs of Chesed. Are there any such people besoch ha'ir? And if there are, so then that is mimela io ipso. It becomes a credit to the entire city, because the entire city now has people, you know, working very much within the inside, trying to elevate, trying to make a profound impact on the people of the city. And as such, I think it's a very, very critical point and a critical distinction that needs to be raised between just the Ibn Ezra's Yireyim Es Hashem, you know, people who happen to have Yirah Shamayim, but again, not necessarily trying hard in Bifarasya. In other words, they were not going to inhibit their own practice, their own Yirah Shamayim, because of what somebody else might say, but that also doesn't imply that they were looking to make a difference for the other people, versus the Besoch Ami Anochi Yoshavis, Chamishim Tadikim Besoch Ha'ir, who were unsatisfied with the status quo, and felt the need to try to elevate the people around them. For those tzaddikim, there's an argument to be made, a logical argument, not just a rachamim-based argument, but a logical argument to be made that there is legitimacy and a viability to Vatisach Lomakom Bavuram, because these are people who are actively working towards that goal. And tragically, you know, these numbers were not to be found, and the result is what the result is. But, you know, Ru'uyim Hadvarim Lamish Amaram, right? Because if Avram was going to ask for the, you know, place to be saved, so it would have resonated with him, B'soch Ha'ir, because that was what his life was all about, was making these attempts, was trying to influence, even if it was Kolom Kulo Me'ever Echad Me'ever Asheni, to still make an attempt, to still try to have an impact. The Rambam Hilchos of Rezar in Perek Allah tells us the Rambam tried and overcast him. It failed, didn't get very far, but it's the effort that's so much more consequential than the result. Whether or not a person is successful, so much of that is Yad Tishmaya, so much of that is beyond the person's control. The question as to whether a person made the effort, made the investment, was concerned for Tzalem Elokim, Vayigash Avraham, was prepared to enter the breach on behalf of people, this is something that resonated with who Avraham was. It's something that Avram would have considered to be a zechus for the entire city, Chamishim Tzadikim B'Soch Ha'ir.